Chapter 31. Against the Egyptian Alliance. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who depend upon horses, who put their trust in chariots because of their number, and in horsemen because of their combined power, but look not to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek the Lord. Yet he too is wise and will bring disaster. He will not turn from what he has threatened to do. He will rise up against the house of the wicked, and against those who help evildoers. The Egyptians are men, not God. Their horses are flesh, not spirit. When the Lord stretches forth his hand, the helper shall stumble, the one helped shall fall, and both of them shall perish together. Thus says the Lord to me, as a lion or a lion cub growling over its prey, with a band of shepherds assembled against it, is neither frightened by their shouts, nor disturbed by their noise, so shall the Lord of hosts come down to wage war upon the mountain and hill of Zion. Like hovering birds, so the Lord of hosts shall shield Jerusalem, to protect and deliver, to spare and rescue it. Return, O children of Israel, to him whom you have utterly deserted. On that day, each one of you shall spurn his sinful idols of silver and gold, which he made with his hands. Downfall of Assyria. Assyria shall fall by a sword not wielded by man. No mortal sword shall devour him. He shall flee before the sword, and his young men shall be impressed as laborers. He shall rush past his crag in panic, and his princes shall flee in terror from his standard, says the Lord, who has a fire in Zion and a furnace in Jerusalem.